Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 249, brother. Let me tell you, when you watch this film, brother, it's going to touch your heart. It's going to touch your soul. It might touch you in a little no-no place. You never know. Depending on your proclivity for celebrity movie tie-ins, I guess that's what you'd call it.
Yep.
Right? So this movie is called Suburban Commando, brother. Let me tell you. The Hulkster. When you get the Hulkster and Christopher Lloyd, you know shit's going to hit the fan, bro. This released in October 4th of 1991. This is 1 hour and 30 minutes of pure gold with a budget of $11 million and a box office of $8. You can't beat that. You can't beat that. Not even the star power of the Hulkster could make this movie break even.
Oh, my God.
You know?
That's awesome.
This movie cost us $3 million in the hole to make. Oh, God. Yeah, interesting little tidbits about this one. Of course, this is one of the goofy-ass ones we've been talking about, we've been wanting to do. What was the last goofy one we did? What the fuck was that?
The T-Rex one. Fucking...
Theodore Rex.
Theodore Rex, yeah.
I've got one more to go on my mind that I wanted to do, and that's the Skateboard Kid. And I do think that is the best of these three. It's got some fun in it.
That's funny, because I don't think... I've seen this, and I've seen Theodore Rex, which are two movies you haven't seen. I have not seen Skateboard Kid. I don't even know what the fuck it is, to be honest with you. So
see?
We're going to flip it.
It's got the guy that fucking... who plays the cat on Five Goes West. The fuck is that guy's like Don Juan Della Nooch or something, whatever his name is. Yeah, but this one intrigued me since childhood, because if you're in our age group and liked Ninja Turtles, you watched the shit out of that VHS tape, and this was one of the trailers on it. So you'd always see the trailer. You could fast forward it, but you're not going to skip it. You're going to see it. It's going to be...
Yep.
That's how it works. So you couldn't escape it either way. So sometimes you just say, fuck it. You watched the Pizza Hut commercial with the baseball. You watched that one where it's like, my step family's kind of weird. This is my dad. This is my dad's new girlfriend. We all live together. All 18 of us. I remember that one at the end where it's like, the guy asked the girl, do you love me? And the little girl's like, damn straight. And it's like, step family or something. We got to watch that one. That one looks ridiculous.
I don't remember this one. This sounds gold.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, so this was the trailer. One of them that was on Turtles. So, I don't know. I wasn't into wrestling. I didn't care about Hulk Hogan. So, I never watched it. Didn't care to. I was intrigued by it. It looked kind of interesting as a kid.
Yeah.
Originally titled Urban Commando, and was intended for Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Can you believe that?
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
I can see this movie working a little better, but you're going to have to do a lot to enhance it for them.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not DeVito Schwarzenegger worthy. And then they opted to make twins instead. They wanted to do something with this weird, look at us, we don't match. Maybe the alien and the suburban dad is a little too far. Let's just do a big guy and a little guy. That'd be easier. The script was bought by New Line Cinema as the follow-up to another Hulk Hogan film, No Holds Barred. Yeah, he's a extraterrestrial warrior who botches part of his mission, subsequently instructed to take a vacation. You know what? Take a break. It's like, it's not even... Yeah. Well, they tell him to take a break, and... Well, he punches his console. Darn, no. Yeah. What'd you just do? Nothing. You broke your solenoid, didn't you? No, of course not.
I like how that guy is, too, because he's like, you're not yourself. The old, what's the guy, Sheppa? Sherp? I don't know, whatever the fuck his name is.
The old Shep.
Old Shep wouldn't have let that guy die. You did, the new you did. It was just like, Jesus. You need a vacay.
He did kind of let him die.
Yeah,
like he's standing there, and I don't remember exactly how he blew up the ship, or the president kind of pushed the guy, and then he throws a bomb, And then he jumps in the tube and kind of looks back at the president. And the president's like, get out of here. It's like, seemed like he just kind of left him to me. Yeah. And just skating through the fucking tunnel.
Throwing bombs on the... Was that what he's doing? He's throwing bombs on the...
We can only assume.
Yeah. And the fucking cheesy Star Wars intro. It's a rip-off.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a... It's like a 1977 quality miniature opening for a 1991 movie. Again, 77 is what blew your mind, dude. We've seen this. We've gotten a little better at this by now. It's like graphics by ILM in 1976.
Yeah. Pretty rough.
And then what he crash lands at the, I don't know, it's an abandoned like fucking disco club called the Landing Bay or something like that.
Yeah,
it happens to be named that, and all the windows are missing and broken out. And then he falls in and lands the ship and gets out and goes to the electrical panel, starts to mess with stuff. It's still got all that's neon. It's got like a big projector screen still running, disco balls, laser lights. They just straight up walked out of this building and said, fuck it, this business isn't working. it's got music playing and he doesn't like it. Oh, and it shocks the whoops.
Just make sure we pay the electricity bill, because you never know. We may open it again.
And every line he delivers seems like it's done after he was on set.
It's so bad.
Which I know is pretty common back then, but at least that a lot of movies will... It's better synced and it sounds better. This just sounds like him in a booth trying to do the lines like, yeah, brother. Wait, what was I doing here? You were struggling. Oh, there we go. Good one, Hulkster. Let's get another grunt. Let's call it a day. Let's break for lunch, baby. We're going to get the freeze scene in. We're going to go have some soft serve, buddy. What do you say? Yeah, it's rough. Every time he talks, I'm like, oh, God, he's not there.
Yeah.
Like, he fucked up. And it doesn't feel that way for any other character, so I think he's just fucking up on set, and they're just having to redo it. I don't know. But, yeah, he crash lands, and we have Christopher Lloyd and Shelley Duvall, who I forgot was in this. I'm like, okay, right on.
Yeah.
Looking pretty good in 1991. I was like, all right, Shelley. And Christopher Lloyd looking pretty damn good in 1991, too. He's got hair going. It's a balding a little bit, but he's looking pretty good.
He's good in this movie. I like him. Yeah.
Yeah, he was trying his whole movie, man. Like, he is acting like this is a legitimate movie. Like, you don't understand! Like, he is really putting it in there, dude. He's like the absolute best part of this movie.
Yeah, I'm going to earn that paycheck.
Yeah, he can't do shit to help this thing. He's struggling, and he's got the quintessential mean boss that takes advantage of him and takes credit for all his work. He's an architect.
Yeah.
Or something. They don't go into it too much. My blueprints! He's just always got blueprints and tubes. Just has like a 90s comical... physical gag to have him have tubes. Oh, the tubes! Oh, no! Tubes in a small car! Give him a compact car. That's funny, right? And that's another thing I noticed. I like the budget. They only have 10 cars. And it's the same 10 cars whenever you see any cars. It's got the red Mustang.
Yep.
It's got his little red car. It's got that black car. I'm like, it was always the same fucking cars. He couldn't... Someone didn't drive to set and couldn't like lend them their car to have some variety. It's like Grand Theft Auto. You just see the same five Jeeps and then there's the one Corvette that comes around every once in a while.
They even use some props. I think there's a prop from Ghostbusters, and I mean, at least they had the rip off or the same prop. It's hard to tell, but
that's the fucking same prop, dude. They had the PKE. Oh no, we got a Class 5 free roaming vapor. Real nasty one too.
I like the boss. So, I don't know what I've seen him in multiple things. I can't.
Yeah, he's in a lot of stuff,
but he's fun in this movie too.
He's in a lot of stuff. He's always kind of the asshole-y jerk, and in the 90s, and he does pretty good. He's always pushing, I don't remember Christopher Lloyd, Charlie to the brink, making him work over the weekends and stuff, and not giving him a raise, and he's a pushover, he's all practicing, I think he's asking for his raise, I need to get paid, you looked over me for all the promotions, what do you think, that's good, you're just going to have to tell it to the boss, Charlie. And then, oh yeah, and he comes out and he doesn't even get a speak because the boss is such a jerk and just talks over him the whole time. And she's like, well, did you strike out? I didn't even get to bat. Oh, Marty. yeah, so he, we just gloss over this so quick. This little point in the movie where he like, he does like kooky. He's like Donatello in his fucking shed. And we see a scene where he's got like a welding man. He's like welding a skateboard truck back together or something for his son. Incredibly dangerous. Don't do that. Do not weld a broken skateboard truck. That's something you get a new one. Okay, yeah. you're gonna die, dude. Don't do that. I don't care how good you are at welding, man. You don't weld a broken skateboard truck, man. Tony Hawk was in this movie. He would know.
Yeah.
Should have been Tony Hawk's gangly ass coming in as an alien commando. Because there's surprisingly quite a bit amount of skateboard referencing and even skateboarding.
All over the place.
In this movie, yeah. So he's doing that, and she goes in there. Oh, he's a kooky inventor, I guess. Look at him welding things. And he's got all the gear on for no reason. Then when they're struggling, he's like... He gets off work and he's mad he didn't get the promotion. He didn't even really get to ask for it. Oh, yeah. She tries to have sex with him. She's in like a sexy outfit with a wig. And he's like, she's like, hey, did you watch Dr. Ruth again? Oh, that old lady's making you horny. You got to quit watching this stuff. And he's like, I'm not in the mood. I'm sorry. I'm so angry. Oh. What are you in the mood for? I need to go to my... I need to be in the lab and hit something with a hammer! And he goes in there. Yeah, and it's like a fucking apartment now. She's like, oh yeah, I retrofitted your lab to be a makeshift apartment we can rent out. Now you don't have to worry about the raise. You can just slowly wait for life to come to you like you always want to do. And we can get the extra money from the apartment. Yeah, and then we got the Hulkster... walking around town, freshly crashed. I don't remember. How did he... He's walking around in, like, the freaking ridiculous rubber shit that they make sound metal. Doesn't even look metal. It's all got... Every move and step is going... More metal noises. Come on. Really sell that it's metal. And, yeah, pussy couldn't wear real metal. Arnold's wearing a full... 90-pound metal suit and Batman and Robin. This guy's got this 2-pound foam rubber shit, and he's the Hulkster.
the one time this movie actually made me laugh was in this scene. He's walking, and this music track comes in. Something, it's like this Jamaican.
Oh yeah, it's him though.
Relax a little, whatever. And then there's just he's just walking through the street. And then you just randomly see this storekeeper with a broom already over his head. And he's like, what are you doing here? Who are you? And he's just like screaming at him. I was like, what the fuck? It was hilarious. I don't remember his lines, but they were fucking hilarious.
He's like, where are you from? What are you? Yeah. Yeah, and the song is him. It's a song they made for the movie.
Yeah.
Because it's got Hulk on the, oh yeah, on like the choruses. Get it, baby.
God damn
it. That's fucking great. How does he get the clothes though?
There's the guy who eats the dog in the car with the mask.
Oh yeah,
he's there eating breakfast,
munching, and then he fucking we get a hard cut of now it's the dog at the table eating, and he's locked in the car. Yeah. Then the Hulkster's got his clothes on,
which doesn't make sense. Does that mean he walked back to his ship, took his gear off, and then walked back? And then beat that guy up and put his clothes on, because later in the movie
he
finds the gear in the ship. So it's very confusing.
Yeah.
Does he have an extra pair? I don't know.
He's got a duffel bag, you know. You know how that is. You never know with a duffel bag guy. What he's got on him, what he's got around, you know. He's always ready.
And then he sees the, what is it? It's like a, it's just a white piece of paper on a telephone or on a light pole. And it just says apartment for rent. And there's like, I don't even know if there's an arrow. Oh, maybe there's an arrow. Yeah. And that's it. And he just finds out where it is.
I don't even think it's white. I think it's like Manila.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I mean? It's like Manila cardboard stock.
Come on, Shelly.
Then he just walks up to the door. Right? I think soon after.
Yeah, Charlie and his wife are having an argument because he just finds out. And then he hears ding, 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 ding. And he opens it and. Here you got an apartment for sale. And honey, it's for you. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm here to rent the apartment. And then, then we see him in their house for some reason, holding the kids up. Are these yours? Oh my God, put the children down. And he just drops them. Yeah, can we do it again? All right.
Oh, my God.
And then she's like, it's dinner time, so I guess you're invited, too, because you're already in the house. Come and sit down. Yeah, and they're eating, and then he's just slopping food in, dipping rolls into the community gravy bowl and shit. And then he's like, is it okay to have more? She's like, sure. More slop. Yeah, more slop. I think they ask him where he's from at this point.
Yeah.
And he says France or something. Yeah. He's like, ooh la la.
Wee wee.
But, yeah. I don't really. This movie just kind of goes. It's just a project to have the Hulkster walking around saying dumb shit and doing dumb shit. It's not much of a plot. But at some point, he. Is curious about Hulk, right? I don't know. He finds his gun or something.
Yeah,
his
laser gun follows him out to the shed, and little peeping Tom, little Charlie, little peeper.
You know what I like to do? I like to post up and just. I like to just watch a family eat dinner sometimes. I just like to post up. Yeah, pass that gravy. I'll watch a full meal from the window, baby. I'll watch a full brunch sometimes, and I'm feeling adventurous.
Oh shit. But yeah, he sees all the guns that he's like unpacking and finds out one of them's like a laser gun. And then I think we just cut to Hulk just roaming the streets doing God knows what, picking on mines, throwing people in trash cans, drilling stuff.
Yeah, he finds the laser gun, knows how to turn it on. I don't know, shoots through the wall. Like he's just a laser gun. I'm gonna shoot this through this wall. Well, that seems extremely dangerous way to test this, dude. And then he looks through the hole in the wall, and then his neighbor's dragster car is fucking blown up. And he has these neighbors that look like biker mechanic dudes, and they have, like, five dragsters and, like, two race cars. They park everywhere and never let him get in his driveway. And I remember this part from the trailer. With them coming up. Hey, pal, you can't. Yeah, that's an expensive vehicle. You can't do that. And then Hulk's just like, what are you going to do about it? Are we going to grind my bones, drag me through the forest, and then have my innards eaten by raccoons or something like that? Yeah. And they're like, no, man, are you crazy? This is the 90s. We're going to sue you. And that was always a thing in the 90s. Sue you, man. Nobody had a lawyer. No one even knew a lawyer.
Yeah.
We just talked about it constantly because they had these judge shows. And bitch, I'll sue the shit out of you. I remember saying that when I was a kid. Someone pissed you off too much. I'm going to sue you, man. Broke my Megatron, you know? We're going to take this to Small Toys Court.
Yep.
Bum, bum, bum. The case of the broken Megatron. Okay, yeah, that was just a thing for some reason. Everyone threatening litigation in the 90s. So that part, those guys don't do anything.
That was it. They're just there. That's the last time you
see them. Covered in, everyone's got to be covered in oil and dirt.
Yeah,
like the bounty hunters detect the, I don't know, the power source from the gun. All of these future, or not future, but space weapons are detectable from space because they have a special power signature or something you can detect. And so they pinpoint Earth because he turned on the gun, and now the two bounty hunters are coming. One of them is the Undertaker, and then I don't know who the other one is. Yeah, I assume is also a wrestler.
Yeah, I assume so too. But
I didn't recognize him. But yeah, the Undertaker covered in like soot.
Yeah,
the whole time.
Like, why?
Yeah. Because yes, so that's dirty? What bad guys were. They're dirty, rough and tumble fellers. You know, don't mess with these guys. The only thing that could ever mess with them is a bath. And that ain't happening. You know what I mean? Yeah. The only thing that could defeat these guys is a bath. Nice, warm chamomile bath. Yeah, so they're coming to Earth. And then, I don't know. I think he follows him. Or no. Charlie, yeah, follows him or something. He finds the freaking club with the spaceship and kind of looks over the ship. The ship, oh god, this prop for the ship cockpit is just like it's like corrugated plastic venting around a really cheap like computer swirly office chair.
Yeah,
and it's like some buttons and gizmos. Like, oh man, they're really going for the gusto. It's 11 million. Went far. Yeah, and he finds the suit, puts it on, or puts on one of the gauntlets. He's like, oh, muscle enhancement? Oh! He immediately knows what it is and what it does and how it goes.
Yeah.
What did he do? He squeezed something?
Oh, his camera lens. He has his camera.
I broke my DLSR! No! This is expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least for the story purposes, make him a scientist. At least to make he's, I don't know, an architect.
Yeah. Dude. And then he finds another little thing. Oh, X-ray goggles. Okay. And he's like looking through walls and sees like a woman getting attacked by two men. I think that's what happens right here, right? Yeah, and he puts the suit on and he goes, leave that woman alone. Who the hell are you supposed to be? I said, leave that woman alone. And then, I have the strength of 10 men. I've figured that out by the calculations I've done based on the crush strength. And then he's like, oh, yeah? How many guns do you have? And he points the gun at him. Oh, let's not get hasty here. Hey, pal. And they shoot him. And then, surprisingly, he doesn't hurt him, but it did kind of hurt him, and he fell over.
Falls over.
And now he's in this metal suit, and he can't get up. They're like, oh, he's a giant turtle. That's what he's supposed to be. Yeah, and he can't get up, but, like, the suit has some kind of auto-up functions or something, because it's, like, trying to help him. It's, like, doing the splits and kicking him around. Oh, did the worm, I think, at one point.
Yeah, god damn it.
The god worm with a bunch of metal noises. Karita, karita. And then I think Bruce Lees him up or something, right? And he's like, whoa!
Yeah, the booster and the boots start to go off.
Yeah, and then he, I don't know, defeats him and helps that girl. Every time, like in the 90s, like an innocent woman is attacked, there's always like this slight undertone of a sexual attack.
Yeah,
it never explicitly. I mean, it's not crazy, but it's like every time. It's like, dude, can't we just rob her? Or know, we're just. It's always got to be this creepy '90s thing where everyone's out to just do the worst possible thing ever, and it's really strange, man.
Yeah. And there's two guys, not one. It makes it a little weirder.
Come on, man. it's either suing people or like three or four guys attacking one woman in a hallway or in a alleyway.
Yeah.
It's crazy times. So where do we go?
Oh,
I don't remember.
Yeah.
What happens after that? Where do they go? What do we do? No.
Fuck. I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Somehow.
I guess the next plot point, if you want to call it that, is he realizes his gun's missing? Oh, because Charlie leaves or drops the gun or drops a gun at that attempted rape sequence and doesn't return it. And so he's like, where's my gun? And so they go to a bank because they, oh, this is where the PKE thing comes into play.
Yeah.
And they, you know, track down the gun at some bank and everyone's fucking frozen. And
oh, yeah. And they freeze everybody.
Yeah.
And Hulkster comes and saves the day. Kind of incapacitates the bad guys, doesn't defeat them, and picks up Charlie and takes him home. That was a pretty funny scene when it shows him driving home and he's still frozen. He's sticking out the sunroof and kind of still leaning back and forth. And he leans on the Hulkster and he kind of like pushes him to the side to drive. And then he's going off on him about, what did you do? Now you've doomed this planet. And I'm an intergalactic warrior. And how was I supposed to know that? And then he delivers like another trailer line. I was frozen today. Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, I don't know.
And then like he said, what does he say? If only I had this certain type of crystal, and that certain type of crystal just so happens to be the crystal that his boss has.
Because the awards, I mean, Hulkster, every time he's walking around or doing something, he's got like a little cheesy one-liner, and I don't remember any of them, and they're half funny when he says them. You're not going to laugh, but you're like, oh, this is fun to see what he's going to say next, like. Oh, yeah, like when the mime, he's like, oh, it must be an F7 force shield. I'll get you out of there, buddy. Just punches him in the face. You're welcome. Yeah, the mime shit. What was that mime doing the other one?
He was trying to climb, and then he threw him up
on the balcony, and then he's pulling on a rope. No, not this time. And he runs away. You can keep the rope. Strange guy. Yeah, then I don't. Then the supreme bad guy from the ship that he thought he killed is alive. So that mission was a bust because he killed the president and not the fucking bad guy. Yeah. So yeah, that's a real botched job there. We got a botched job here. So he comes down to Earth too. I don't remember the final altercation, exactly what was happening, or how the henchmen Undertaker guys were defeated.
I remember the big fight scene at that building when he's fighting both of them. But I don't remember how they go away. It feels like I watched that fight scene and it goes on for a very long time and it's very bad.
Yeah.
And then I just...
With, like, cheesy wrestling moves. There's a lot of, like, bumps. Yeah. And, oh!
And slow and cheesy-ass lines. And then I just, for some reason, I just blocked out the rest of the movie until we get to the end where it's, like, the Supreme Leader guy has Charlie and his family at gunpoint. I don't remember what happened between that fight and that, like, hostage scene, but it must have been not that important if I don't remember it. Because I watched the whole
thing. Yeah. I just remember the defeat of... the Undertaker's character, and he gets out of that elevator and he says, we're gonna get you, Shep. And it's like a small girl's voice or something, and he's lip syncing to it. No wonder you don't talk, brother. Oh man, that's off-putting. And it just sounds like Hulk because it's a VO done in an office somewhere, and everything he says is a VO, so it's pretty similar.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, I think he gets squished by the elevator or something. And he's got his family at gunpoint, and he gets the daughter, and don't make me, show you what the inside of this kid's head looks like.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus.
And he mounts the gun, and he points it at him, like the whole family, and I don't remember, he's like, you won't do it. You actually care about this family because I found this photo of you with them. Oh, no. There's proof I care. If I wouldn't have taken that picture, you'd have never known. You know? And it's all the proof he needed. He's like, you won't shoot me and them. Like, well, I'll still defeat you if I do. You won't do it. And then he says, come out of the ship with your hands up and no weapons, I think. And he comes out of the ship with his hands down with a weapon.
Oh.
And the guy's like, hey, that's not what I... That's not what we agreed upon. And then, I don't know. What does he shoot him? While he's still holding the girl?
Like,
I don't...
He's like, you can let the family go. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Yep.
And then at some point, Charlie cuts the...
Charlie goes back to help. Right?
Yes, yeah, so it cuts his hand off, the Supreme's hand off, and then the alien being finally, you know, transforms into the alien that he is.
The hand got cut off on the first scene on the ship.
Oh, maybe that's
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
I think he gets the power glove and he's like on the ground, and then it's a little the POV is a little askewed behind like the guy's like back and buttocks and kind of looking down at Chris. What I assume happened is he went and squeezed his nuts.
Oh, that's right. That's what it was. Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like another 90s trope.
Yeah.
Like everyone is getting punched and squeezed in the nuts in the night, or kicked. Like it's a, you know, the old kick you in the ball gag in every 90s movie. But in this one, he just reaches up, and obviously you don't see too much, but you can infer what's going on. And then you hear like a zzz, and then, and then the alien comes out.
That's right. I
so I'm thinking he like squeezed off his dick or something, because we seen when his hand got cut off, the alien came out through the hole. So he squeezed his dick off, I guess, and the alien comes out of the crotch all of a sudden. And now he's like 2 feet taller than he was.
Yeah.
And Hulk is pretty tall. I don't know how tall he is, but he's kind of towering over Charlie and all these other people. I assume he's 6 foot something, maybe two or three. And so this guy's got to be like 6 foot seven or eight, because he's like a lot taller, whoever the actor is in that suit. And the suit's pretty crummy. It kind of looks like something from The Giver or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just a generic Monster of the Week Power Rangers thing, and it's very rubbery looking. It's got lots of a little dangly fucking Predator shit.
Some Davy Jones shit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, what up, worm lips? What are you going to do? And, it's wet, of course. It's always got to be wet.
Yeah.
Oily and juicy and slimy. And, then they're fighting. I don't remember how he gets defeated.
He gets pushed into the electrical box, and then I think Burn, Baby Burn, starts playing in the club.
Yeah, and then all the lights come on because he's getting shocked, and all the neons. And Hulk, I'm sure, says something. That's one way to go, or something like that. Guess the party's over. Hold on, I got another one.
Oh my god.
Charlie's like, hey, why don't you stay here? You said you always save the planet and you never get to live on the planets. You never get to enjoy your life. You can stay here. And he's like, I can't risk another device showing them your location. I got to get out of here. And then so he packs up his ship, and the family's saying goodbye. And then...
We gotta jump back about 5 minutes, because he's walking down the neighborhood, and there's one kid he encounters in one of his outings. He's playing video games at like an arcade, and he approaches to an ice cream truck and he asks for an ice cream, and the guy immediately just bolts for some reason. And then when the truck leaves, there's like 6 or 7 kids, and one of them is the kid from the arcade, and he's like, leaving town? They're all eating ice cream. He's like, yeah. He's like, what did he say? You're gonna go save the Earth or save the planet? And he's like, yeah, whatever. And he's like, oh, I guess no. What does he say? No stones left unturned, huh? And he looks over and sees another group of skater kids that he encountered earlier in the film. And he's like, well, almost. And then he rides the skateboard, does about 7 backflips, and does a bunch of random shit. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
He threw the kid's skateboard earlier. And then we see like the mercenary see the skateboard flying through space.
Yeah.
And so now he has he has this vendetta because he was made fun of by the kid saying, my mom could stay on the skateboard longer than you. And I don't think there's any point in this movie where it's an actual shot of
No.
Hulk Hogan balancing on a skateboard. Like, you couldn't even get a foot in of
Yeah.
balancing on a skateboard for to clip in, but no, never. And yeah, and he has something. You think he's gonna beat these kids up? He's like, no, I just want to prove to these little fucking bastards that I could fucking skate like a fucking king, motherfucker. All right, I could
My
do this shit in
God.
my sleep. So he grabs a skateboard. No, that's my new one because you broke my last one. And then watch this. Yeah, backflips, ridiculous shit. Yeah.
Handstands.
Oh yeah, going by the camera. That's right. What do you think? Just going
Oh,
by.
God.
And then yeah, hands the skateboard back to him. Oh, you broke the wheel. And then he's like, oh, here, take mine. All of a sudden, he's got a skateboard in his duffel bag. It's got like four wheels on the back and two on the front and like crazy sharp knives and shit and a rocket on the back. And I was like, oh yeah, give him that, dude.
He's
Yeah.
gonna fucking die.
Probably reused from the skateboard kid one way or the other. Yeah, and that's kind of that. Oh, and talking about that scene where he meets that kid in the arcade, I thought that was pretty funny. When he goes by and hears his kid, oh no, my shields are down
Oh, yeah.
and my phazons aren't working. He's like, use your torpedoes. You can't use torpedoes. I'm in hyperspace. Well, then use your whatevers. That's impossible. It's not impossible, kid. Hits him over, starts doing it. And then you see it's Afterburner. They're playing Afterburner. It's a fucking F-14 Tomcat
Yeah, like a
talking
jet,
about phasers and fucking hyperspace. It's like, dude, it's Afterburner. It's
Oh,
all real,
God.
like airplanes in 16-bit graphics, okay? There's no space in Afterburner, right? Yeah, I thought that was ridiculous.
Zoldar! He kept, I don't know what the name was, but he kept screaming it.
You must have
Awful.
played this game. Game.
Is that the same
Yeah.
game that John's playing in T2? Or is that a different game?
Yeah, that's the rotating one. They have a rotating cabinet for Afterburner. That was the oof. You had to know someone. You had to go to an expensive mall to find that one. I've only ever seen it. I never in real life seen it. It's crazy to get a cabinet with that much like hydraulics and shit going for a 16-bit like type game. Get that
Totally.
much immersion for this. Pew 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 pew. Yeah, then they're saying goodbye at the bad guy ship. He's gonna take their ship. I remember Hulk being like, maybe I'll start a family. And then the chick who kind of has been hitting on him the whole time, the blonde secretary, pops out. Oh, la la. She's going with him. Hey. Yeah, it was weird. And then, yeah, he has a couple moments throughout the movie where he's like, he doesn't say goodbye. Ooh. And because there's a couple points you think he's going to leave, and he doesn't. He can't say goodbye to Charlie. And Charlie knows that, so he's just kind of, hey. Have a good trip. And kind of turns around and goes back to his family. And then this is the supposed to be the heartfelt moment of the whole movie is when Hulkster said, Charlie, turns around. Yeah? Were you too big to say goodbye? Oh, you son of a bitch. He shakes his hand. Goodbye. Goodbye, Charlie. See you around? Yeah. I think you just might.
Then we cut back to, and please, for the love of God, if you could give me any insight whatsoever about this continuation of going back to the highway with the fucking stop
Oh,
sign
yeah.
that we keep
Oh,
returning to
I'm
over. That makes
perplexed.
no sense to me whatsoever.
I
But we end
mentioned
it
this
there,
twice.
and he finally gets ahead of these cars, and he has no
Yeah.
door. And I was like, this seems like it's supposed to be triumphant, but he is jobless now. He's driving a car with no door. He's running red lights. And it's supposed to be this tri. I'm like, dude, this guy's a broken man. You left him a broken
Yeah.
man.
Yeah, I never got that. It's always like him pulling up in his little red like Escort or whatever it is, and then the red 90s Mustang and like a black car and a couple cars behind him. And they always pull up to this stop line, a stop line. They're not at a stop light,
Because
and
the
then the
stoplight's
light is
fucking
like
flat.
30 yards, 40 yards in front of them, right? And they all stop and he's revving up, revving up. And what I get is, from my understanding, there's that stoplight up
Please.
there, 40 yards, and you're stopped at this stop line because somehow you have to adhere to that stop signal when you're here. And if you don't make it up to the light before it turns red, you have to back up on this freeway type thing and go back to that stop line because the other cars usually make it. And he's trying to run, and then it turns red and he didn't make it. And he's always
putting
it in reverse. And I was like, what the fuck?
That makes more sense. How does it? I was like, I have no idea.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense, but that's what I got from the scene. I'm like, why is the stop sign 50 yards? If you don't make it here, you get the fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah.
Go back. And so that's what I got from it. And I was just like, what the hell kind of traffic revision is this?
It's one of those, like, it feels like an inside joke to certain people in this country that have to deal with that. But from where I'm from and where I've lived in my life, I've never seen anything like that. So to me, I'm like, what the fuck is even happening?
Is this a L.A. Hollywood thing? Or like,
I have no idea.
You got to stop 50 yards before signals or something? I don't know. Yeah, that got me too. I think they did it two times, and then the last one is, I think, the third time they do it.
Yeah.
Both times, I was like, what is happening? What does this mean? What are we doing? I don't get this. I've been driving a long time, and I don't understand what we're doing and what is happening.
That was my exact fucking reaction. Like, what is happening? Right? Why is he going in reverse? Did he miss a street? I have no fucking idea what's happening.
Yeah, and then they say goodbye, and I think he takes off, and we got some really cheap credits, man. They do the old play a scene with the person and then put the person, but not put their name. As far as I don't know, I stopped the credits pretty early. I was done. But they show like Christopher Lloyd in his lab. Charlie! Remember Charlie from the film? Oh, Charlie. You know, and they go through all the people.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. Definitely better than Theodore Rex.
Yes, this is way more entertaining than Theodore Rex for sure. This would be a so bad it's I struggle with saying good, but it's definitely more towards that camp than the Theodore Rex.
It's definitely watchable. I'm glad I watched it. Just the nostalgia of all it from the 90s, and then waiting what stupid scenario they're gonna try and shoehorn Hulkster into or make him say later on in a fucking voiceover booth. So that was pretty entertaining. Christopher Lloyd is fucking acting. He is trying. Yes. Like, he is a disheveled beta male who finds his courage and his willingness to stand up and fight for his family throughout the movie. Like, he is putting in a pretty good performance, and I applaud him for it. He's the only one. He's trying. And, Hulkster's terrible.
He's laughably bad. He's so bad.
Even things you would think Hulkster would be good at, like fights, bad and stiff and weird. And
His line readings are so bad, but what's also bad is throughout the movie, they'll just cut to reactions of him without any lines, just a reaction. And I'm just like, oh my God, what is happening? Yeah, he is awful.
Yeah, it's bad. All the cat scenes. I lost my cat.
Oh, yeah.
Again?
That's Elizabeth Moss. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, is that who that was? Yeah.
Yeah.
From Mad Men, I think.
Yeah, Mad Men, Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yeah. And then, shoots the cat. And I think at one point he shoots her up in the air and has to catch her. I'm not going to need to watch this again, but I'm glad it was fun enough to get you to the end, just wondering what ridiculousness they're going to say or do.
Yeah.
And that was enough to make it fun for that watch. I watched it on Tubi. It was free. Had some ads, but... And then, like, dude, they're saying goodbye at the ship. But then it's like an ad starts. I was like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? You're going to make me watch a minute seven of ads to watch, like, the last 10 seconds? The movie. No, it was like 10 seconds. It's literally the goodbye on the ship.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God, I have to finish it.
Yeah.
I got to sit through the ad. What a terrible ad placement. Yeah, for this... It's not so bad it's good. It's so bad it's watchable, I think.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
4.5 6 for me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm feeling.
That was a perfect way to put it. It's, yeah, not so bad it's good, but yeah, so bad it's watchable. I'm a little higher than you, not by much. I just, you know, just a solid 5. I probably won't watch this again. But yeah, it was fun to revisit it. I did watch this as a kid. I think that it's one of those, like, movies where, you know, you're popping in that Turtles VHS. You see this fucking commercial over and over again. You go back to the video store and you see it on the shelf and you're like, oh, you recognize it and you rent it. So I watched this one quite a bit when I was younger. Yeah, it's fucking awful. Hulk Hogan is just so terrible, but I don't know. It's I don't know. There's like a charm to it, how bad he is. It's just like comical, and some of the shenanigans he gets into is comical, because it's so bad. But as like a fucking hour and a half, you know, story with these characters, it's pretty awful. Yeah, I agree. Christopher Lloyd is amazing. Shelley Duvall is basically sidelined. I think she only has like really like 2 scenes. But at least she's not smoking a cigarette, so that's a plus. little Shining callback there. Yeah, that's a 5. It's fine, I guess.
Yeah, 4.7 and a 5. The marketing for this movie was much better than the movie. Like, they got their trailer on the Ninja Turtles tape, probably one of the best-selling tapes of fucking the 90s, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that and Batman and Jurassic Park are probably fucking up there.
It's because of that New Line Cinema. I didn't realize this was a New Line Cinema, and I think the original Turtles were also produced by New Line Cinema, so it was like, hey, stick this one on there.
Yeah. And then, the trailer's pretty entertaining and makes you want to watch it, and the marketing material, like just the cover of the VHS, seeing that, they had a cool cover. They're all standing there, and he's in his gear, and it's kind of, okay, piques my interest, and then they get you to rent it. So, yeah, 4.7 and a 5. It's decent. Bad enough to watch. That's what it is.
Yes.
Suburban Commando, 1991. Bad enough to watch. So go watch it. See what you think. Like I said, on Tubi, I'm sure it's on a bunch of other stuff. Maybe.
I just rented it. It was only a couple bucks. Yeah.
Right on.
I'm excited for the skateboard kit. I don't know if we'll be able to fit it in next week, because I think next week is F1, which I think you and I are both excited about.
Oh, yeah, we definitely got to watch F1.
I want to look at
Superman coming up soon. Yeah, there's a couple coming up.
Jurassic World.
I think you're going to like the skateboard kid. It was one of my favorites.
We'll do it once the new release stuff kind of fizzles out a little bit, because I definitely want to watch it and talk about it.
And it definitely has a lot more heart and sold in these two, that's for sure. it might get a low 7.
Maybe we'll see. Low.
Or maybe my nostalgia is just gonna kick in. I'm giving a goddamn 9. Here we go. I'm pretty sure it was that guy's last movie. He's a pretty famous actor and he does a lot of voices. Anyways, we'll kick that conversation back up when it happens. Yep. But as always, thanks for watching here on YouTube. Please like and subscribe. Please come hang out. Also on Spotify and Apple Music, if that's the way you do your podcast, we don't care how you do it, man. We just want you to come do it with us. So come hang out. Couldn't do it without you. We appreciate you. Till the next piece. Peace.
Peace.